This Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama, well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of June 23rd, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me over Zoom, Miss Katie Wyrick. We asked you how you're doing. I know you're doing good because, I can see the Spirit of the Lord just all over you. And I know it's fixing to bubble out. So let's just get right to it. Who is Katie Wyrick?
Wow. I would say, if I had to say it in a sentence like I am right now, Katie Wyrick is, I'm a wife and a mother of three daughters. I'm a singer, songwriter, and a worship leader based out of Southwest Florida. And I love the Lord. I've followed him since I was 7 years old, and it's been just a joy and a delight. Not always easy, but he is without a doubt the treasure of my life. And so if I had to say who I am, I think that's probably all I would say just to start off.
Well, it is, because I know that's a very loaded question. I mean, it could be so much, but you know, we'll dive into that a little later in the show. But I thank you for sharing that. And three girls, how did you end with three of them?
I don't know. There's so much estrogen in our house. Like, I kind of tease my husband that he's very much outnumbered. But three girls, it feels like Little House on the Prairie, honestly. Or like Little Women, you know, just a lot of little ladies in the house.
Yeah, we were evenly balanced. I had two boys and two girls.
Okay.
And so the fight for the bathroom was serious. I mean, you know, yes. Shower time, mirror time, all yes. of that was a...
Hairbrushes.
Yes.
Just like once a week, like argument on who's using the favorite hairbrush, you know.
And we made it all week long, but it seemed like Sunday morning. It's crazy how the devil wants to get into that bathroom on Sunday mornings, because it was a throw down fight on Sunday morning to get out the door to go to church.
Yeah, I hear you. I relate.
Well, I tell you what, we'll be right back with Miss Katie Wyrick right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me over Zoom, Miss Katie Wyrick. Miss Katie is a devoted wife, a mom of three girls. God bless you. God bless your husband. My goodness. My goodness. But we talked about what God has done in your life. And you've taken some tough times in your life. And God has used that in your music. Could you tell us a little bit about that? How great our God is, that in some of the darkest days of our life, when we look back, wow, he turns it into a victory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just to piggyback off what you just said, it makes me think of that phrase in the Bible, beauty for ashes, right?
Yes, ma'am.
There have been times in my life that have not looked so pretty, have not been so bright. I've been pretty dark, honestly. A big part of my story is battling some pretty severe postpartum depression and anxiety after each of my three children were born. And honestly, just growing up, was dealing with a lot of, just even as a little girl, just a lot of panic attacks and anxiety and depression, and wouldn't really find out until my adult years that there was a lot of kind of childhood trauma that was happening that I really didn't even process until later on. That was probably a big part of that. But all that to say, In those times when we're just really struggling, when we're really suffering, when we're going through trials, it's so important to be in the Word and to soak in the Word of God and to allow those scriptures and those promises of God to really help combat all of the lies that I think bombard our thoughts, especially when we're down and out. I think the enemy knows that. And so there's definitely a spiritual component to that, you know, those hard times. And so in soaking in scripture and in really clinging to the Word of God, those verses ended up being the catalyst for a lot of the music that I put out, because I wanted to put those verses and those promises to music and to create lyrics that would say the things that I was dealing with and how I was able to process through those things through the lens of the Word of God, and knowing that fear and depression and a lot of those dark, hard things, you know, a lot of people might even say, why a Christian shouldn't even deal with those things, but that's just not the case. You go in the Word of God and fear is mentioned around 500 times, and the phrase fear not is given 365 times. And I believe in my research, it's the most repetitive kind of directive in scripture is to fear not. And that wouldn't all be in there if we weren't supposed to be dealing with it. I think the Lord knew, like he said, in this world, you will have trouble. He's given us his word. And so to answer your question, a lot of my music goes back to the Word of God. That's really what has inspired a lot of the music that I put out.
We'll talk about that music coming up, because just going down, and I listened to a lot of them last night, and just the title of the songs, you can tell, you know, it is definitely from your heart. We'll be back with more Katie Weirich right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, back with us over Zoom, Miss Katie Weirich. Katie, you are a singer, songwriter, worship leader. What's your favorite?
Oh, that's hard.
What do you like doing? What's your favorite thing? Do you like to sit down and write the songs? Do you like to sing, just to have the experience to worship the Lord that way? Or do you like to be the worship leader who gets up in front of God's people and prepares their heart?
Yeah, I think if I were to list them in order of favorites, it would definitely be the worship leading would be first. I was telling a friend a couple weeks ago, like, I don't like singing by myself half as much as singing while leading a group of people and hearing them sing to the Lord and having all of us sing all together. That's like my sweet spot, favorite place kind of to be. I think second would be songwriting. I really do love songwriting. And then third would be singing, but they all go very much hand in hand. But
they do.
If I had to pick an order, it would be that.
Okay. Now when you write a song, does the Lord speak to you and you sit down and you write a complete song, or do you have a pad that you have this chorus that comes to you and you write it down, or a thought on a song? Do you keep up with it that way? Or have you sat down at one time and the Lord's just put it all out, one whole song, here it is?
So every song is different, and each song, it happens differently. I've had songs where it all comes right away, but I would say most of the time it comes in fragments. And typically for me, I get the chorus first. Mm-hmm. Typically I write the lyrics first and then the melody will come. But then again, there have been times in my life where I'm just doing dishes or I'm pumping gas, and it's typically my prayers kind of morph into a melody, and then they end up being choruses to songs, if that makes any sense.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
yeah, it just depends. It depends. I have a ton of voice memo, and the voice memo app on my phone is what I really use, because when inspiration strikes, you have three kids running around, steal away, you just record that, and you know, hopefully I'll get back to it at some point, you know. So it's, I think songwriting is a lot like just doing a puzzle. You're just slowly trying to put different pieces of the puzzle together, and it kind of takes on its own like timing, so to speak.
Yes, ma'am.
It's not like a one set rubric every time, but I kind of like that. That's kind of the mystery of songwriting, which I love.
So voice recording on your phone, number one.
Yes.
Okay.
The voice memo app. Yeah.
All right. And you talked about songs, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about some of your songs. All right, we'll be back with Miss Katie Wyrick right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back into Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for listening, whether you're on the airwaves of Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5, or you're listening on the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the wonderful guests, because I know it is nothing about me. I just have the fun part of this show, but I'm blessed again to have another child of God over Zoom, Miss Katie Wyrick. Thank you, Katie, for taking the time to do this, as in the busy lifestyle that you have, and you didn't have to say anything. I learned in this show with three kids, I understand. I mean, nothing else, anything on top of that is just extra. But you've been able to take time. God has allowed you to separate somewhat to be able to write songs.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite song? If you had to pick one of them, if you had to stand on stage and there's you've got a group out in front of you, and what would be the number one? Okay, this is it.
You mean of my songs or just of any song?
Your songs.
Oh, my song.
And then we can do, that's a great question. We'll do your song and then any song.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's really hard because, you know, I actually have some new songs that haven't been released yet. And so, but if I had to pick from what's been released so far, I would have to say More.
I like that one. Yes,
yeah,
I do.
More. Yeah.
All right. Now, what if you had to sing any other song? But if you had to, I guess you call it a cover song? Or what band? What's your favorite group?
Oh, my goodness. That's so hard. I think, and I'm on the spot, too. My favorite? Oh, my goodness. I don't know. But if I had to think of a song, like if I had one chance to sing one more song ever, it would probably have to be a hymn, because there is so much depth and just so much just richness in the hymns, and I think they're timeless and they're classic, and I think a lot of people have redone them, so you kind of get that really good material but with a more current sound. And so I love hymns, and one of my favorite hymns is I Need Thee Every Hour.
Yes.
So right off the cuff, that's probably what I'd have to say, because I would literally be sitting here and you would see my wheels turn of how to pick my favorite artist or favorite band or favorite current day song. It would take me too much time, but
well, yeah, I know who your favorite artist is. It's Katie Wyrick. That's who it is.
No. No.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back, I'm going to get you to intro one of your songs, and we'll play it right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. We'll be back with Katie Wyrick, and it's Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Hope you've enjoyed the interview with Miss Katie Wyrick. Now we get to listen to her song, More, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Katie Wyrick right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome into Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for, again, for listening in this morning. And wow, I'm a new fan. It is, I've got a new songs to listen to, a new artist to wish I could sing like, really. I mean, my goodness. But what a blessing. I know I said it before, and I'm a simple person. So when I say what a blessing, that's really big. I mean, that is, God has, he's touched you. He's filled you. His spirit is in you. And thank you, Ms. Wyrick, for coming on the show and giving us a little pinch of who you are.
Well, thank you. It's such a pleasure and an honor and a blessing for me to come on. So thank you.
Well, before we go any further, can I say a prayer?
Of course, yeah.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful opportunity, Lord, to serve you. And Lord, to sit back and sit here with a child, Lord, your child, that you've anointed, Heavenly Father, that you've gifted. Lord, I ask you to continue to bless Katie. Lord, to wrap your arms around her, to send the legions of angels to protect her, her husband, her girls. Heavenly Father, be with her, whether she is on a stage, leading worship. Lord, let your strength flow through her, Lord, as she writes these songs. And Heavenly Father, let your spirit be in her voice. Thank you for this time that I'm able to spend, Lord. And Heavenly Father, let this interview touch someone for your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Well, I hope I have served you well today, Miss Katie.
You have. Thank you.
Well, it's been pretty cool to get to know you as quick as I had. I had to do a lot of crash studying.
Yes.
but I love it because I have been, since November, this has been a string of independent Christian artists. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And we've got some things working here. We actually started a new Christian radio station here. It's a full-time station, WJHO. It's 89.7. It's the largest FM signal in the state of Alabama.
Wow. And congrats. And that's amazing.
Well, one thing in all this, I'm twisting the boss's arm here to have it can be a show, it can be an hour a week, 2 hours a week, whatever it is, for independent Christian artists to be a platform to be able to play their music.
Wow.
So that's coming.
Wow.
My prayer is that it's embedded in a show. And I don't want to give that out yet, but it's something else that I'm working on. It would be awesome. Involved in another show that I would be a part of. So that would be great.
That's great.
Well, just may God, my God bless you. As I said, your husband, your family, the ministry that he is, his spirit has just flowed into you. And I'll be praying for you that God will just continue to use you, and that you can go out and you can touch people in so many different ways. Because I see in this interview, you can touch them with your voice, the words of your music. There's a whole other side of it now that you can touch women who have gone through these things that didn't know that maybe have thought, hey, I'm the only one, you know, why did I have to go through this? And then here you are, and you're going to tell them, hey, I did too, but it's going to be okay.
Right.
So that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, what's on your schedule next? Do you go out and do you play in any coffee shops, or is it just
for me, it's mostly churches. Yeah. Okay. So a lot of churches here in Southwest Florida. I'm doing I'm leading worship this Sunday in Naples, Florida. Mm-hmm. I'll be going up to Pittsburgh in early July. And yeah, so just serving wherever the opportunities arise and just praying that God would bring them along as he sees fit.
We'll see if we can route you through Alabama sometime.
Oh, I'd love that.
Okay. We have an event room in the back that is perfect to put a stage in.
Very cool.
So that may be the, yeah, the future of things that are working out,
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I haven't played in Alabama yet.
Well, how can people reach you? How can they contact you?
Yeah, so I would encourage people to definitely go to my website and subscribe to my e-newsletter, because that way they're always going to get the latest news in their inbox. Of course, I'm on social media, Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. But depending on how the algorithms are that day, you know, it's kind of a hit or miss if like the news and latest updates will actually be in their feed. So I always try to direct people to subscribe to the e-newsletter. And that's just at my website, katiewierick.com. Last name spelled W-E-I-R-I-C-H.
We will put that all on the, when I do the little Facebook on our studio, our station Facebook page for the show, I'll get all that info and have that on there so people can not follow you, but follow the one you follow.
Yes, I love that.
All right. Amen. All right. Well, again, God bless you, and thank you again for spending the time.
Of course. Thank you.
Miss Katie Wyrick. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.